Hello there. Are you ready to hear tales of the paranormal, weird, unexplained, and just plain creepy? If the answer is yes, then welcome to your worst nightmare. But be warned, there's no turning back. Now here are Todd, Sean, and Nate, and they are middle-aged and creeped out.
Hey, creepies, welcome to episode number 88. Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. What's going on, guys?
Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Yep.
Finish the story.
Yeah. Finish the story.
Oh, my gosh.
I will not.
Crickets. Not much going on, I don't know.
Having a good night.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Nate's having some candy.
Mm-hmm. We got going over there.
Halloween.
Ooh, Skittles.
It's only a couple weeks away.
It's my vice.
What'd you say, Sean?
We're only a couple weeks front. Well, since Halloween, it's just leftovers from Halloween.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Hey, I'm still bumming.
Button up against the Turkey Day now.
Turkey Day, Turkey time. Yeah, I took my Michael Myers door thing down. Sad day in the Hedges household.
Mm-hmm. Should we play Taps now?
That's what I felt like.
Hey, right.
You guys having a good week so far?
Yes.
Yeah.
Good. Good. Let's see, what is today? Wednesday, recording night? Yeah, I'd say. My son's back to normal.
So that's good.
He's over the flu.
Is that a good thing?
That's a good thing. His first basketball practice is tonight.
Nice.
So he missed the first one because he was sick. So he's excited for that. Our daughter made her travel volleyball team.
Nice.
The team,
congratulations.
So now she'll find out kind of what team, which level, all that. You know, we know who her coach is because she sent an invitation letter. Yeah, things are good in the Hedges household. Yeah.
Cool.
It's a little cold for the holidays. It's getting cold.
It's freezing today.
Teen temperatures are going to get it down too, right?
However, though, at the end of next week, back up in the 50s.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah.
So it's a fact, Jack.
What do you think about that?
I think that's great.
That's the fact, Jack.
So we're heading back. Well, see, there is a possibility for an Indian summer then, right?
Maybe.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. I don't know. You know, it's what is it? Next week is
Thanksgiving. Next week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I told you we're butting up against it. I wasn't just being funny.
Okay.
I
mean, for some reason, I was still thinking 2 weeks
funny.
Away.
Turkey Day.
Weird.
No.
But, you know, and I love that 4-day weekend though.
Yeah.
I know you don't get it this year.
Ever. Never.
Oh, you never do?
No.
I won't have it either.
Oh,
when I retire. No, he's working for $1 billion. Remember?
Oh, that's right. Oh, is that when you're doing it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That Sunday.
Okay.
I'm sleeping. I'll have Thursday, Friday off. Well, and technically Saturday.
Okay.
Gosh, you guys.
You're killing me. I'm going to have Thursday and Friday off.
I get Thursday off. That's it.
I'm going to sleep in and just enjoy the time off. creepies, we are glad you're joining us, as always. So we hope you're having a good week. Whenever you hear this, it could be a year from now. Sean.
Yes.
Mr. Layman.
Yes.
At that. You have some announcements?
I do. It is technically the first part of the announcements.
Technically?
Technically, what we have here is failure to communicate. No, I'm just kidding. That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
We are building a community of mental health, and we want to make sure that everybody out there can get help and does get help that needs it. The number one way that you can call or text for any crisis that you have is 988. You can also visit the stopbullying.gov for another way to help with bullying. And yes, I said bullying.
Hmm. I called them the other day. They said I was crazy and turned me away.
For bullying?
No, I called the hotline.
Interesting.
Is this where we play the crickets?
Yeah. I think there's some crickets. One of my coworkers was telling us a funny story about a movie, and after he was done, we just sat there and was like,
And finish the story.
And he looked over. He's like, well, at least you could have laughed. I'm like, what is going on with this? It was really bad.
Anytime I get that reaction, I'm like, not even a titter.
We were just looking at each other like, I was like, finish the story.
I don't think mine was bad. You guys
it wasn't bad.
Didn't respond to it.
Not even a snicker. No. We thought there was more to it.
Not a hee hee or a ha.
Like I thought if you would have said lunatic, you would have said, I'm crazy.
It was like the pipe fitter pre-apprentice that's working on the job I'm in, he walked into the room that we're in working in, and he said something. He got something out of our way that was theirs. He turned back around and was like, "You stepping up to me, bud? You want to fight?" And he like sort of looked at me for a minute, and he's like, he finally realized I was joking. He was like, "Yeah, come on out. Let's do this." For a second, everybody thought I was serious.
Say when. I like it. A little,
that's just your game.
A little throwdown. That's just my game. A little fisticuffs. A little brouhaha. Is that all, Sean? Are you done?
Do you want more?
No.
I can make up
is
something.
Is it my turn now?
Yeah, it is your turn.
Thank you for that, by the way.
You're most welcome.
Okay. We do have a couple of shout-outs. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm going to let you say them. Sean,
you want me to do the shout outs? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Well, I'll say the second thing, but you give these ladies a shout out.
Okay. Well, we went to the Indiana State Sanatorium.
Yeah.
Right. This last Sunday, we had an awesome time, but before we went to eat because we love to eat, right?
We do.
And Nate picked out a nice fun place. That was just a mile and a half down the road. Maybe
3 miles.
It was 3 miles. No,
you're welcome.
A mile and a half times two.
Yeah.
Sorry. 3 miles down the road.
Equals three.
Yeah, whatever. It was the 36th Saloon, and we had our waitress was Sherry, and she mm-hmm. was wonderful. And with she an went eye. And got another waitress with an eye, right? Yeah. She had 2 eyes, actually. 3 eyes if you count the one in her name.
Okay.
We still doing the bad dad jokes? Yes. Okay. Yeah. And then she went and got another waitress, which was Alyssa, who mm-hmm. used to work there. She said she worked there until 2009, mm-hmm. just before it closed down.
The sanatorium. So
the sanatorium. Well, right. She still worked at the 36th Saloon.
Yeah, right. good clarification, eh?
Right. So, but they were wonderful. We got our picture with them because they're famous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. They are famous. Yeah.
They are. Famous like famous.
Like us, yeah.
Like us, right? Yeah.
That was funny.
In our own heads, right?
Yeah.
That one
we never met famous people before. I said, you still
haven't. We haven't either.
Yeah, they were so nice.
They were.
The food was great, by the way. Mm-hmm. The mm-hmm. restaurant was awesome. It was a great pick, Nate.
Oh, yeah.
36 Saloon, right off of, it's weird how they named it 36, right off of 36. They
mm-hmm. 36. Yeah, right.
Yeah, it was just 3 miles down the road from the sanatorium. And, yeah, we got our picture taken with them. And Alyssa is going to share some stories, whether that may be from emails, you know, or I'm trying to get her to see if she wants to be on the show.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
So she can talk about her experiences. Yeah.
We tried to get her to get off the clock so that she'd come with us and give us a tour of that place because she said she has not been back. We asked her if she'd been back since.
She said? Okay.
Yeah, she hadn't been there since she worked. She said she's thought about it, but I'm sure that'd be pretty emotional for her to see it in shambles, you know.
In just the few minutes we talked to her, she had a few interesting stories. So she says she had a lot. So quite interesting. And we won't
told
spoil that.
Yeah, right. She told us a couple.
Yeah. So shout out to Miss Sherry and Alyssa. And Alyssa, I saw, just joined our Facebook group.
Yay.
So
thank you.
Yeah, I reached out to her. So thank you, ladies. And then we've got some fun things planned for 2023. So we mentioned a long time ago, at that time it was 15 months. Now we're already down to 11. That's how quick these things go. So we were still going to do our live show local, and we were going to try to do it in Plainfield, where we're from, but might just be a town over. That'll be October of 2023, and that's going to be with Micah Campbell, who we've had on a couple of times from Anatolian Press, and then Miss Erin Egnatz, who is also a two-time guest on our podcast, and she is the paranormal investigator, and she's also an author. That's going to be a great time. So we will have us three knuckleheads with Mr. Micah and Miss Erin, and we were just kind of talking about it, but we might do some on location recordings. You know, maybe go to the sanatorium if we can, or some haunted houses come next October.
Mm-hmm.
So while we'll record an episode and talk, and then you know while they're doing their thing. So we got some fun things.
That sounds good.
Yeah. So we want to
is that Mako Unleashed.
Mako Unleashed. Coming to it.
Someone unlock the cage.
There are people running. Yeah.
It's a promise and a threat.
Yeah, at the same time, you're right. So anyway, those are just a few shout-outs.
I like shout-outs.
You do like shout-outs, don't you? Yeah, I hear you. Now, moving on from that, it's that time again for Todd's dad joke of the show. Did you hear about that guy, though? Seriously, did you hear about the guy that got kidnapped by mimes?
No.
They did unspeakable things to him.
Mm-hmm. This was it, wasn't it? We just walked right into it like a, it's like walking headfirst into a wall.
Mimes doing unspeakable things. That'd be rough. That'd be tough. You're welcome,
wow,
Sean and Nate, and you're welcome, Creepies. Oh. That was Todd's dad joke of the show.
Thank you for enduring that with us.
I love it. Anyway, there you go. Moving on from that.
Breaking news.
I was really proud of that, by the way. Sean, why don't you tell our Creepies what we're going to talk about, what we have planned for them, episode 88.
Well, we have a fantastic guest chat with a loyal listener of ours, friend of the show, and our Facebook administrator. It is none other than Christine Collier. Enjoy, Creepies.
Hey, Creepies. We have a special guest for this episode. She is a return guest. She was back on, let's see, September 4th of 2021. She was on a mini, which was number 9. And so just to give you a little context, we'll be doing mini number 74 later tonight. But we have her as a full episode this week. Let's bring on Christine Collier. Christine, how are you?
I am great. How are you guys doing?
We're well, thanks.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
That's great.
We are excited to have you back on our show. It's been too long.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So, just to tell the Creepies, yeah, we had you on, man, 14 months ago. That was way too long ago, on a mini number
crazy.
9. Yeah. So, but yeah, you've got some fun stuff to talk about. So we thought, well, let's do a full episode. So, no pressure there, but you know, you
yeah, well, we'll see how long it goes.
Oh yeah, no, it'll be fine.
What's funny, Christine, is that we can call you our super fan, but we're actually your super fan.
So yeah,
that's a true story. You've done so much for us.
Absolutely. And she's an admin.
She is an admin
for the,
yes,
for the Facebook group. So we appreciate that.
She keeps us straight.
Yeah. She,
instead of crooked.
Huh?
She keeps us straight instead of crooked.
Well, she gets paid a lot of zeros for that.
She does.
Yeah.
So, Christine.
I'm your biggest fan, but
yeah,
not in a bad way.
Yeah, right.
I'm not going to boil any rabbits. Yeah.
Right. So, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So, I'm going to let you tell our listeners. So, you went on a trip back in the summer, and so I'm going to let you start from there, and it kind of tell the listeners why we have you on.
Yes, I went to England in the end of August. My husband's niece got married.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was really fun. It was a really fun wedding. He's from India, so it was a an Indian wedding. She married, she's English too, but she married a white guy, so it was a mixed Indian and English.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun because there were lots of saris involved, and it was like a 2-3 day affair, and it was just a blast.
I bet.
So I've been to a few Indian weddings, and let me tell you, their culture is so fun when it comes to weddings because they are just so fun. Like I said, it's a 2 or 3 day affair, and they really know how to have a good time.
Oh, I bet. So it's a it's a true happy moment, just 3 days
yeah
long.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so cool. It was a lot of fun.
And I saw pictures. You guys dressed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You dressed like in the culture, like the, oh, I don't know, the Indian attire.
Yes,
yeah,
yeah.
Teeth.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I got to wear a sari, yeah, and such bright colors, and yeah, just everything about it is a lot of fun. So, yeah, it was a great time. And the one thing, like the number one thing on my itinerary was I wanted to do a Jack the Ripper tour.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was like, if I do one thing, it's going to be a Jack the Ripper tour. So, got to do that, and went to the Tower of London, which is another thing that
awesome.
I really wanted to do, and saw Stonehenge. So that was like the main things I wanted to do, and saw some of the big churches and some castles. But yeah, the Jack the Ripper tour was the main thing that I wanted to do.
Man, I am so jealous of all of that. I'll be honest with you. I'd love to see the castles.
Yeah.
The Jack the Ripper tour, Stonehenge, like I want to do all that. Those are all on my bucket list.
All the things you mentioned, Christine, is on our list to go. And
I know.
You hit all the
scribbled in the table.
Right. At least all the ones in England. Yeah.
Well, yeah, Stonehenge was amazing. My God, it's just, you know, it's funny because I thought it was going to be bigger than it was. So it wasn't like the stones weren't as tall as I thought they were going to be.
Okay.
But it was, that was one thing. But it was amazing. I mean, it's a lot bigger, like the area, but it took a long time to get out there.
Mm.
It really is kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
But boy, to look at it, it's like, how the hey did they get all that stuff out there?
So you didn't figure it out either, huh?
No, couldn't quite figure it out.
Daggone
it. Apparently they determined that there were ways to get all that stuff out there.
Huh.
The magic of Merlin.
Yeah, that's what Nate said.
I guess.
Giants.
Giants, yeah. U-Hauls. I think it's U-Hauls.
I just think it's interesting that they know the ways, but you don't see anybody recreating it. So either it costs a lot of money to do, which is probably true, or they're just making stuff up.
What do you think, Christine? What is your take on Stonehenge? Like, what do you think that's just there was a... I mean, do you think there's anything alien? Do you think there's anything with like giants or like, you know, mystical like Merlin? Or do you think it was just, they just used somehow tools or, you know, for back then?
I think somehow they managed with tools or something.
Yeah.
Back in the day, they managed to figure it out. And I think it probably looked a lot different than it does now.
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
For sure, yeah.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just like the pyramids. They used a lot of slaves, I think, to get what they got done.
Sure.
You think it was for worship then? I mean, I know it's set up so close to the astrological type, the stars and astrological movements of the planet and the sun and all that kind of stuff, the eclipses. And so I know that there's a reason behind it. I just think that we don't really understand either the religious or spiritual.
And what they used it for?
Yeah.
They probably used it for many different things. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a tomb because they never found anybody entombed in it.
For worship.
Yeah.
And and all kinds of different things. Who knows? Nah. It could have been used for different things by different people throughout all the years.
Right. That's right.
Now, we always bring this show up, but I was listening to Joe Rogan, and he had a guest on there, and they were talking about the pyramids and talking about the precision of the pyramids and how they're aligned. They're aligned with true north, like as precise as any precision instrument of today's modern time to true north. And then if you take, there's a significant number that always shows up in a bunch of ancient stuff, and I believe it's 43,200. I might be wrong a little bit on that, but I'm pretty sure that's the number. But if you take the height of the pyramid and multiply it by that number, it gives you, I believe, the distance between the north and southern polar axes. And then if you take the perimeter of the pyramid and multiply that distance by that same number, it gives you the exact number of the equator around the circumference of the equator.
Hmm.
So there was some intelligence.
Yeah.
How did they figure that out?
I don't know.
Wow. That's great. Good information.
Yeah.
I've never heard that.
It blows your mind.
Thank you, Joe Rogan, right?
I hadn't either until I'd listened to that episode. And yeah, it was wild.
That's why I think there are pieces of all that stuff that's missing. You know, it's lost technology, lost knowledge, something. Like I said, sacred. Call that sacred geometry, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The golden ratio and all that. It's very interesting.
Time travel. I don't know.
Right? Yeah. Who knows?
time travel. Yeah.
I want to know about, as far as Stonehenge goes, did you feel anything energetically about that area, or was it peaceful? Was it just exciting? What kind of feelings did you have with it?
There were too many tourists there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
they took all the energy.
Mixed energies, right?
Yeah.
There were so many. I mean, it's just busloads of people, you know. There's just so many people. That's the thing.
How close can you get to them? Because I've heard that they don't allow you to touch them anymore.
Yeah, you can't get too close. They've got everything roped off.
And there's
paths. So yeah, unfortunately, you cannot get too close to anything there.
Yeah,
can't do it, Clark Griswold.
Right, knock them over. Boom,
no
dominoes. Yeah.
I was going to ask you too. The other question I was going to ask you was it crowded when you guys went? It's probably always crowded, I guess.
It was fairly crowded, yeah. But we did go earlier in the morning. So I'm looking at my pictures right now. The pictures. I'm looking. Yeah, there were lots of people there, and we were quite a ways away from the actual stone.
Right.
Is it like sun up to sundown that it's open, or do they have any kind of lighting out there?
I don't remember.
I'm just curious. I have no clue. I'm just totally curious. I assume not.
Probably not.
Yeah. Out in the middle of nowhere.
I don't think right. Twilight. Twilight tours or anything, but they got it all roped off, and they have like the fake grass, you know, that you can walk on.
Oh.
Kind of like what, you know, you have on golf courses or whatever. But yeah, so they've got, like, you walk where they tell you to walk.
Gotcha.
Oh, not like AstroTurf, so like just like real thin like grass. Okay.
So it sounds pretty controlled, you know.
It's very controlled, yeah.
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 They're hiding something.
And they have like a museum kind of thing and a gift shop. And then they have these like little reproductions of huts like where people lived, which are kind of cool.
Wow.
Yeah, can see how people lived back then.
Didn't we read that the crown owns at Stonehenge now?
I think that's when.
Like, isn't that what we?
I think.
Gosh, I can't remember.
I think the crown owns everything.
Right. I would imagine so,
It owns the studio, I know that.
And I'm surprised they have a gift shop. Like, they're going to try to commercialize this? They're going to try to make money? No way. They wouldn't do that.
Yeah, they've got a little museum and a little gift shop out there, and they have like a little where you can get food and stuff. So it's just
somebody's
got
to pay to.
It's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, right. There's probably like a McDonald's though, right? You know, right there.
Right.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A. That's cool though. What a cool thing to see, because that's something. Yeah, it's so ancient, so old, so you know, a lot of questions still about it. Nobody's. I don't know if they're ever going to figure it out, but that's cool.
We tried.
Yeah, we tried. We failed. Yeah.
Yeah. They have little placards.
Sure.
This one says it's 4,500 years old.
4,500. That's a long time.
Yeah, 4,500. Wow. Masterpiece of engineering.
Wow.
So, aliens.
Aliens. Nate sold on aliens. who said you said giants, didn't you?
I said giants, yeah.
Giants, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. I said U-Hauls. They just used
U-Hauls.
Black Cat and, machinery.
Yeah.
Alien Sasquatches.
Alien Sasquatch.
It's all coming together now. Interdimensional.
Yeah.
That's cool.
We should probably just stop right there.
Yeah. Oh, no. Christine's got a lot more to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So,
that was Stonehenge.
That was Stonehenge.
Yeah.
Then we went to the Tower of London.
Okay. Tell us about that.
Oh, that was really interesting. The Tower of London's huge. There's so many different towers in the complex.
Okay.
Of the Tower of London. The Prince's Tower, or the Prince's in the Tower, that's in the White Tower, which is where, they had a lot of prisoners.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the two princes, where they took the two princes and they were never seen again.
Oh. Hmm.
Off with their heads.
Yeah. Not off with their heads. They just kind of
disappeared.
Took them in there, and they were never seen again. That was, here's my little placard on that. That was in 1483.
Gosh.
That was King Edward. Oh, what is that number where it's the one and the V?
Four.
Four, okay.
We're masters at Roman numerals now.
Yeah, I'm not at all.
We're not either.
So that was King Edward IV, his brother Richard brings the dead king's eldest son, 12-year-old Edward, to the tower to prepare for the boy's coronation. Ha, ha, ha. He's joined by his 9-year-old brother. They're never seen again.
Oh.
So he basically killed them.
That makes me think of the Man in the Iron Mask, only that's French, I know. And that's that's a whole other story.
Yeah. Similar, but yeah.
Yeah, similar, yeah.
And then they found bones years later. Let's see if it tells them where. So the two boys are never seen alive again. 1674, workers discovered two skeletons by the White Tower. King Charles II believes they are the remains of the boys and buries them in Westminster Abbey.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, so that's the princes in the tower.
Did you get to see the Abbey, Westminster?
Are you still there?
Yeah. Did you get to see Westminster Abbey?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to go
there.
Oh,
Westminster Abbey. Yeah. That was beautiful. I think that's where they have the coronation chair.
Yes. Yep.
Hmm. Yeah, yeah, saw that. Took a picture of that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool. I was looking at the Tower of London. I couldn't remember their names, but that's where Anne Boleyn and Catherine Howard and then Lady Jane Grey all were beheaded at the Tower of London.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's also where they have the, in the White Tower, where they have the graffiti.
Oh, I don't. Did we do?
Yeah, where.
I don't think we did an episode on that, did we?
We
not to interrupt.
I
sorry.
Think we covered it maybe in one of the like haunted castles or something. I think
Nate
might have talked about.
So what's with the graffiti you said, Christine? What where's that at?
It's in the White Tower.
Okay.
It's actually carved into the wall.
Oh, whoa!
I got a stupid question: is the White Tower white?
No.
Is it?
Of course not.
I'm
not sure why. Not sure why they call it the White Tower. I wonder if I have it on one of my things.
Frederick White built it,
so they named it after.
Nate's making stuff up.
Yeah,
they did though.
I don't know.
They have the Bloody Tower. They've got so many different towers. It's crazy.
Oh, I bet.
I'm looking for my pictures of the graffiti.
I don't want to bring up anything awkward, but I don't remember. Did you get over there before the Queen passed away, or were you back home?
After.
You got home and then she passed away?
Yeah, thank God, because if she died when we were there, yeah. We wouldn't have been able to see half the August. Stuff we did.
Well, I think...
They shut everything down once she died.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, right. Forever, right? It felt like... So that's a little suspicious that you were over there. You come back and then she passes away. What did you do?
Jack the Ripper,
right? What were you doing over there? Indian wedding my foot.
No, we wouldn't have been able to see Buckingham Palace.
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, it was, it was pretty well locked down there.
Buckingham Palace, too.
Everything was in a state of mourning, right?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. No, everything got shut down. So. Yeah, Buckingham Palace is beautiful.
Oh, I bet. Man, there's so many things to see, you know?
Oh, I know.
And I think my favorite thing were the crown jewels.
Yeah, and they're in the Tower of London, correct?
Yeah.
That is cool. How? I'm going to imagine they're probably in a glass case that has probably 18 different.
They were all behind glass.
Yeah.
Couldn't get that close to them. Yeah.
I was going to ask you how close you could get to them without having somebody tackle you.
Not that close. Yeah, it was all very controlled.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
controlled.
I have a friend of mine from school. He, I believe, went there, or he knows somebody that went to the Tower of London and saw the crown jewels. And to understand, he said that he had done something, not my buddy, but his friend, or he had heard that a guy got out of line or got too close somehow, something, and they literally grabbed him from people like real quick, grabbed him, got him into like a side door. And nobody saw this guy again. Like he was not, because he was part of the tour.
Oh, wow.
And they're like, oh, okay. I hope he's alive.
And
I mean,
they tackled him?
I mean, it's just like
they made him disappear.
Made him disappear real quick.
Oh, you're kidding.
Within like a second. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, at the Tower of London.
He got too close.
Yeah, he was doing something that made them nervous, or they were like, and so they just like, and like, people are like, what, when's so and so right here? I mean,
that,
like, they didn't even see these guys.
They called MI6, is it?
Something.
Oh my God.
Goodbye.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so I'm like, oh my gosh, that's kind of creepy and scary. Yeah. So, but then, like I said, the guy never, it's not like, oh, there he is outside. They, you know, kicked him out. Like, they never saw him. They never rejoined the group. So that's kind
of
creepy.
See James Bond come out of nowhere and grab him and then disappear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't about to do anything to get kicked out of there.
Sure, or grabbed, yeah, and never seen again. Did you sense any in the Tower of London? Because I know there's a lot of paranormal activity. Did they talk about that at all? Like, the, you know, some of the
hauntings.
Yeah, the hauntings. The
no.
Oh man.
Unfortunately.
Really, I'm surprised.
I wish I would have. I would have loved to have felt something paranormal or creepy, but I'm just not sensitive, unfortunately.
But did they talk about it though? Did they mention like, hey, we still see apparitions from Anne Boleyn, or you know what I'm saying? Did they mention anything about the paranormal?
No, we didn't. Oh, we didn't do any tours. It was just all self guided.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. I was just curious. Yeah.
I was curious if they have, you know, over here we have ghost tours for every city. I think my own hometown has a ghost tour, but do they do much of that, play up much? I mean, because it's so much more ancient than we are, you know, as far as history-wise. Do they play up a lot of, like, ghost tours and things like that over there? Do they market that, or is it more just kind of, like, taken for granted that they're old?
Yeah.
Online, they probably do, but I didn't see anybody hawking anything.
No.
But, you know, I mean, everything there is so old.
Right.
It's amazing. Like, you go there, and it's so different, because all the buildings, nothing's new.
Sure.
It's really kind of cool. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like in, you know, we were, except for when we were at the wedding venue, and in, we went to Bath too. We went to Bath for a couple of days.
Okay.
And we went to, Bath is so pretty.
Is that Bath with an E?
Pardon?
Is Bath with an E?
No, B-A-T-H.
Oh, okay, darn it.
Yeah.
I was trying to be so smart.
That'd be Bathe.
Bathe. You didn't go to, you just went to Bath, not to Bathe.
Or Bathy.
That's cool. Everything is just, everything's old. It's not like here. Everything was just beautiful. And all the buildings, it's just, it's so different.
Mm-hmm. I bet. Yeah, I like to go sometime.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Oh, you should definitely go. I mean, I had to wait till I was 60, but, you know.
That's young, though. I'm getting there.
Yeah.
I hope I make it. I don't know. I got 9 more years, 8.5 more years, so. gosh. Okay, so already you've seen some really cool places, and we have more. So, and we can always come back to if you think of something. Yeah, I want to move on. I mean, like I said, okay. And Christine, if there's anything you can think of, but what we've already discussed, that's fine. We can come back. But, yeah, Jack the Ripper tour. Tell us about that.
Okay, so the Jack the Ripper tour, that was one of the last things I was able to do. So that started out, we met, that was in Whitechapel. Very different than London. It was not as pretty as London. Because it's, I guess, you know, it was back in 1888. Yeah, so the murders took place, I guess, only during like a 3-month period. From August to November of 1888, and Whitechapel at that time was very run down, very overcrowded, just like a cesspool, I guess, of London.
Yeah, they call it the slums, basically.
The slums. What?
They call it the slums of London. You know, just just awful, awful conditions, and like you said, overcrowded. People were starving, doing anything they could just for some bread. Sad, very sad. A lot of crime. Yeah.
And, you know, it was so these five poor women that they referred to as prostitutes. But, I mean, really, these women, it was so sad because they were, I think, just mostly alcoholic women that really couldn't do anything else. But sell their bodies at that point.
Yep.
I felt very, because when you go on the tour, you learn more about these women and basically what they were driven to just to try and survive. It was horribly sad. So the tour started, we met at this park that I think at that time was a church. And then you go by each of the sites where the women were murdered. And so it was actually fairly warm that afternoon, which was nice. It wasn't cold. And actually the weather was really nice.
Wasn't like the stereotypical rainy and, you know, London fog
no.
type.
That's good. It was nice weather, so that was really nice. So so the first site we went to was the first woman killed was I think it was Polly Nichols. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She was killed in Bucks Row, I think in September.
Okay.
September 8th.
Yeah, she was Mary Ann, and then her Mary Ann Polly Nichols, yep.
Yeah, Mary Ann or Polly. Oh, August 31st, I'm sorry, is when she was killed.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's the Ripper. He's never been identified. And she, I think her throat was just slit.
Mm. Yeah, the pictures of the murders are awful.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon?
The pictures of the murders were awful. I remember they're hard to look at.
Yeah. So we went by that site, and then let's see. So Polly Nichols, that was August 31st, and then we went. And you know what's interesting is it was all like within a really small area, so it was just walking. I think it was all within like 1.5 miles or something.
Okay.
It was a very, very small area.
Yeah.
And then the second one was Annie Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just maybe like a week later, I think on September 8th. And she was killed on Hanbury Street, number 29. And number 29 is actually, is there on the street. You can see the number 29.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, I have a picture of it.
Oh, neat.
Yeah, number 29 right there on the window. And each murder got a little more vicious.
Correct.
I
right.
think she was. Yeah, and somebody actually saw her with a man. And it was. And let's see for my notes. It was during the day.
Yes.
Or yep. Early morning mm-hmm. that he killed her. And apparently, like, he was a bit of a risk taker because I think where he killed her at that time, there was a gate and somebody heard her slump against the gate. So he took risks like entering and leaving, killing her.
A lot of serial killers, it seems like that's what they do, is they get so cocky and arrogant and they, you know, they, the more they succeed at what they're doing, then they think, oh, well, okay, this
is
easy.
They're invincible.
And then they just kind of get careless. But obviously, yeah, nobody's, you know, been caught or identified. And but you're right though. Yeah. Each murder was more vicious than the last one. And then he just took a little more chances than he did.
I know there's a lot of theories about who they think the Ripper was. Do you have, after going there and looking and, you know, kind of seeing all the information, do you have any theories about who it could have been? Or did anybody there, you know, seem to have any kind of thoughts about it?
I say a lot of the people on the tour didn't know a lot about Jack the Ripper.
Hmm.
I think I knew a little bit more than a lot of the people there. Yeah, but... You know, like to this day, nobody really knows who it was. A lot of people,
right.
Well, he seemed to know so much about anatomy. Like he really went for the internal organs.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot of time with these mm-hmm. women, you know, they killed. So what he did, he had to do very fast, especially with the second one, Annie Chapman, because it was, I think, really early in the morning, but it was just getting light. And these are all outside except for the last one.
Right. That was inside. Mm-hmm. And I think that was the most gruesome one. I think that was the one that he literally pulled out her intestines, and I think that, am I correct?
I mean, The last one was the worst. The last one was the worst one.
Right, the very last murder, yep. And I think that's what he is about. I mean, just her insides were just laying out. It's like, oh, and they have pictures of that. There is a picture, and it's like,
oh yeah.
It's awful.
Oh, yeah.
It's really bad.
Yeah.
So Annie Chapman. So who was next after Annie?
The next one, it was what they call the double event, Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Meadows.
Okay.
Because he first went after Elizabeth Stride, and that was, he got interrupted with her.
Okay.
Because he went to, he was seen by a passerby. So he was only able to, I think he was only able to slash her throat, but then somebody came by on a horse and carriage, and so he was interrupted and he had to stop.
Gotcha. Yeah, it says both were on September 30th.
So pardon?
Both of them were September 30th, yep.
That was on September 30th, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he had to stop. He was interrupted.
Right.
And actually somebody saw him and identified him. They just said he had, I think, a hat on and a mustache. So he didn't really get to do much with her. But then, I think a short time later, he killed Catherine Eddowes.
Mm.
And that, he did a little more with her. And there's actually, that was the one place, Catherine Eddowes, where there is a, like a little, it was like in a little park. And there is a, like a little shrine for her.
Oh, hmm.
Yeah, so I took a picture of that.
Cool.
St. James Passage.
Okay.
But it's also, I just got rid of my picture. There we go. But it's in, what do they call it? Let's see my notes. Mitre Square.
Okay.
Yeah, Mitre Square. But I think that's the one that he cut her open, and he took her intestines and dragged them over her shoulder, and he also disfigured her face quite a bit.
Mm.
So he spent a lot more time with her. But this guy was horrible. I mean, he really hated women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to do all that, like, I think he slit her eyelids and cut her nose and.
Mm. We went over some theories, I know, and they're pretty far-fetched, and I don't believe either one of them, but that there was potentially more than one killer, but I don't see how that would have been able to happen.
More than one killer?
Yeah. Or if it was somebody that, like, you know, like one of the meat cart drivers, it just doesn't make sense the way that they were able to precisely, you know, disembowel them and mutilate them. And then the other one was, I think it was, what would we say? It was Sir Arthur Conan Doyle, who thought maybe it was Jackie the Ripper.
Oh, like a woman.
Like a woman did it.
Yeah, Jackie. Like right.
Like a nursemaid could have had blood all over and nobody would have said anything. But I cannot see a woman killing another woman like that.
Not like a psychopathic woman.
I cannot imagine, but
yeah.
Makes for good headlines.
Especially since. There were witnesses that saw some of these women with a man shortly before they died.
Exactly.
That's why I don't think it was a woman, because I think this Catherine Eddowes, I think she was seen. I think a witness did see her with a man shortly before she died. Yeah. Because the night of the double event, both Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Eddowes were both seen with a man. And they both described the man as having a mustache and a hat.
I think the way that they were murdered, as brutal as they were, I don't see a woman doing that, you know.
I can't see a woman, especially disfiguring the face like that.
Right.
And the internal organs like that. I think it's just,
I think he even removed a breast or some. Just horrible, horrible mutilations. I mean,
we talked about that. There was another theory. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, and then the letters to the newspapers. Although I don't know that those letters. Maybe one of them, I think, may have been real.
So do you think people were just
trying to capitalize? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or trying to get popular, or not popular, but get in on the fame and the notoriety, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, yeah.
Because there was the moniker Jack the Ripper, and that was because of the letters to the newspaper.
So did he coined himself Jack the Ripper, correct?
He did, yeah. He gave himself that moniker.
Right, okay.
From hell, right?
Yeah. That's, isn't that crazy? So we had the double event with, who was it again, Stride and Eddowes, and then who was next?
Elizabeth Stride and Catherine Eddowes.
And then, was it Mary Jane Kelly the next one? Or
is Mary Jane Kelly was the last victim, yeah.
That was
on November 9th.
I was going to ask.
That was the only indoor killing.
Correct.
That was the only one that he killed indoors. And that was, and that site today is an office building.
Oh.
Yeah. I was surprised because I thought, okay, we're going to go to another, really old street, alleyway, whatever. But it's nothing. It's like the only modern, one of the only modern buildings that I saw.
Interesting.
Huh.
Yeah. It's this glass, modern office building.
Can you imagine?
I was like, whoa.
I really can't. I totally lost
the vibe now,
Sure.
Before it was like, oh, we're kind of getting into it because it's these old cobbled streets and, really old buildings and stuff. And the very last one, it's like, wait a minute. We're in like this, I feel like I'm in Chicago or something. And it was, just this modern glass office building. And the guy said, after this last murder, it was so horrible. They just kind of wanted to liberate everything and just try and put something totally different there. So, just this very modern looking office building that's there now. But you would never know that something horrible had happened there.
Wow, that's wild. Yeah, Kelly's body, it says, was by far the most extensively mutilated of the canonical victims, with her mutilations. I don't remember seeing this. It says Kelly's body, it took approximately 2 hours to perform. That's how mutilated her body was. That's awful. Gosh. Because, like we talked about, he did all the other ones in minutes,
No, he took his time with her. I mean, he had, they don't know how long he spent with her because her body wasn't discovered until the next day.
Okay.
And there's no sign of forced entry. She was posed. Uh-huh. So they think that she let him in and that she felt comfortable with him. And her clothes were perfectly folded. So, yeah. So she probably, like all the other, like the other women, people saw the other women with a gentleman. So he like a lot of serial killers, they can be charming.
Wooed them.
And,
yeah, right.
Look at Ted Bundy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was.
he came off as charming. I mean, he was a politician.
Yeah.
So
smooth talker.
Gary Ridgway.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of these serial killers, you wouldn't think about it. So so he obviously fooled her.
Yeah, because usually you're not going to let somebody in your house unless you have some type of relationship and you're comfortable. Yeah, and if they're not seeing anything like, oh yeah, he busted down the door or broke a window or tore the doorknob off, it's letting him in, and then obviously being inside, he can take his time. He wasn't rushed like he would be on the streets like the other ones where he had to do what he needed to do.
Right.
To hurry up, attack him, kill him, mutilate him a little bit, and then get out of there.
Right.
Yeah. He had 2 hours. That's a long time to do some damage. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's able to kill her he just had free reign. He did anything and everything to her from what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Her face was just, he horrifically destroyed her face. It was so disfigured. He obliterated her face. The guy showed us pictures of what he did, and I think they colorized the photograph, and it was just, I think he removed one or both of her breasts.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think he removed most of her internal organs, and I think he posed her also. Yeah, it was absolutely horrific what he did.
Yeah.
That was the last one.
Isn't that crazy?
I wonder if he knew it was going to be the last one, so he wanted to be real intimate with it.
Yeah, take his time.
Or maybe he didn't know that was going to be the last one. I mean, we don't know what happened.
Yeah.
To him.
Do you think there's any, I was going to ask if there's any connection to, there's theories that it's connected to the royal family and that it became kind of a royal family secret, hush hush, you know. I don't know how much I believe that. But
I don't know. I mean, there's one guy that they think it could have been, some guy named Aaron
Kosminski.
Yeah. That's one person I write about Polish that they barber. Think it could have been. But he had mental issues, and he was committed to an asylum after attacking his sister. So, you know, if it was him, then maybe that's why he didn't commit any more murders, because he was committed to an asylum, and he died, like, in 1919.
Okay.
So that would fit, you know, because he and actually, I think the police did door-to-door searches, and they kind of had their eye on him, so they kind of watched him, which also could be why he, if it was him, you know, why he didn't commit any more murders, because the police were kind of on to him.
Right.
And then he got committed to an asylum and died. I think he died from gangrene.
Okay. It is crazy. And just to think that you were there in that area that, you know, 100-some years ago, all these horrible murders happened, you know, and just in vicious style. That's crazy. And I think it's interesting that the one is an office building. Yeah, you wouldn't know that anything happened, you know, back in 1888. That's kind of cool.
Well, something like that happened today, they would have caught him by now, too, because back then, you know, they didn't have DNA.
They
would have caught him so quick.
Yeah.
And the police work wasn't as good back then either.
No.
Well, I mean, they had no technology. I mean, they didn't have, you know.
They had a baton.
They had whistles.
They had a whistle and a baton, and no radios, no cell phones, no computers, no GPS. Yeah, it's a little different. A little different now.
One of the police officers, didn't he, like, keep a bloody shawl or whatever?
And I don't think they didn't have things like geographical, like, you know, they probably didn't think that, well, this guy probably, you know, lives within the area. They probably thought, oh, it's got to be a madman, you know, and he probably, you know, can't act normal if he's doing this kind of thing.
Right.
I don't think they thought somebody could do that kind of thing and then go around acting normal.
Not blending back into society.
Yeah. Certainly somebody like this can't blend into normal society.
See, I thought the opposite.
A gentleman certainly couldn't do this.
What do you guys think? I think it's plausible both ways. I mean, I think you could. I don't know. You could. I mean,
I don't
Ted
know.
Bundy it, did.
Yeah.
I mean, he, you know, he would.
It's just, it's very, I mean, this is so, like, I mean, not saying that there couldn't have been other psychotic killers in history that we just don't know about. But this was like the first one that was like, oh my gosh, you know, like this is big stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it obviously made, you know, the news, and it scared the crap out of people until they stopped.
Yeah. Can you imagine being not even just a prostitute, but just being a woman back then, like, oh my gosh, you know, what, just walking to go do a normal chore, walking to the store, you know, whatever, just out of nowhere. Cause like I say, doing it out on the streets, except the last one, that'd be terrifying. That would be so terrifying.
Luckily, there wasn't like copycats.
Yeah,
just being a woman back then. I mean, you have no prospect.
No.
I felt so bad for women back then because, well, you know, for one thing, if you were married, you were screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Because these poor women. I think which one was it? Was it Polly Nichols, that was actually married and had, you know, she had a husband and she had a family, and they lost a child, and that really destroyed them. And then she was widowed. And then after that, she had no income, and she was basically on the street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, do it.
And
yeah.
She fell into, yeah. Yeah, she fell into alcoholism and fell into prostitution because of that.
Yeah, she had five children.
Mm-hmm.
William Nichols was her husband, yeah.
And they lost their youngest, right? And then he passed away.
I haven't found that yet. Let's see. Yeah, it says, gosh darn. I don't know. I can't find it in time. Anyway, yeah, but yeah, he was.
I know.
Yeah.
I know one of them started off with a good life, and they lost their child, and then the husband passed away, and that was it. So it's like a lot of these women had no recourse. Oh, and then they ended up in these horrible workhouses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And not paid anything.
That's the other awful thing. Yeah, and if they couldn't afford a room for the night, that was it. They were out.
Yeah, some of them said that they would literally, if they can make enough money just to
get a bed,
and maybe take a hot bath. Like that was like for at least one night. They were like, "Oh, this is awesome," but then the next night they don't know where they're going to be. Yeah,
and the workhouses are horrible. And the beds were, God, if you can even call them that.
Yeah. William Nichols, he initially paid her. So it says, legally required to support his estranged wife, William Nichols initially paid her a weekly allowance of 5 shillings until the spring of 1882, when he received word that she was working as a prostitute. So he ceased making these payments. Then from there, yeah, she had nothing, like nothing. Hmm. And the courts did not make him, like back then, he was not legally required to support his wife, especially if she was earning money through illicit means. And then it says Nichols no longer received any maintenance payments from her husband. They're just trying to survive night to night, day to day. And they didn't have the education. I mean, you know, women weren't given education or any training back then. So it's literally sell your body to just survive and or die.
Right,
or your kids are going to die. So I have more respect for them doing that. What else are they going to do? Yeah, or like you said, in those workhouses,
right,
the conditions were atrocious, but weren't, overworked, and you talk about way underpaid, just enough to make a night's worth of, a bed and maybe a bath, and then a lot of them did get hooked on drugs and alcohol, and they're
just a sad and awful
existence. A sad existence.
Yeah.
That's all it was.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah, the alcoholism was just rampant.
Sure.
And of course, I don't even think, they didn't understand alcoholism back then or drug addiction.
Oh, gosh, no. No.
No.
No, and I would imagine they...
vicious cycle.
Yeah, and I imagine they probably encouraged it.
Right.
To liquor them up or get them hooked on drugs, and then you can take advantage
for a while, right? Mm-hmm. The pain of life. Life was tough. It was a struggle.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder. So, Jack the Ripper, if the last woman, which one was that? I can't keep them straight. Marianne. Anyway.
Mary Jane Kelly
that let him in.
Mary Jane Kelly.
Yeah. You think they were just, this question's for you, Christine and Nate and Sean. Do you think he had any idea of who they were? Like, do you think, he picked them out, followed them for a while? Do you think it was just a opportunity? Like, okay, here's a woman by herself. There's no one around at that moment. Let's strike and then get out of there. Or do you think he kind of maybe, kind of stalked them for a little bit? Just to see their pattern, their routine.
I think they're just victims of opportunity.
Yeah, okay. I would go for that too, mainly.
Yeah. That's what I would probably think too, yeah.
Yeah. Just victims of opportunity, yeah.
Yeah.
And Mary Jane Kelly was a great victim because she had a place.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And he lived there, so maybe he did know some of them.
Sure.
I think he definitely lived in that area for sure.
That's what I
because
think.
Because they were all so close together,
Yeah.
I think he had to have lived there.
I listened to a podcast the other day, and it was about serial killers. And they said, well, this particular episode was, and they said most high 90% of serial killers are not from, they're not transient. They're not from other states or other countries or even other towns. They're local because, and so they know the area. They know how to get in, get out. They know how the back roads, however they need to escape after they've done what they did. That's what I've thought. I've thought Jack the Ripper is, he's a resident. He's a local. You know, because of how he could do his thing and not get caught that many times. And just, yeah, he could just, he knew what alleys led to this and he could duck into a building or whatever. Yeah. I think that that's my opinion. It could be wrong, but.
I think so too.
Yeah.
And I think, and the reason I think most serial killers stop is because they get caught, they get incarcerated, they die, you know, something like that.
Yeah, they
now a few of them get old and retire. You know, look at D'Angelo.
Oh yeah,
I mean, you know, he recently got caught, but he basically kind of stopped. Who's the other one? Oh, Dennis Rader.
Yeah, he had a cooling off period because he started in the '70s. Stopped in the late mid to late 80s, and then he started up again, and then he, of course he got caught because he was a dope, and he had his
right.
They got the floppy disk from his church from the computer, and
well, the only reason he stopped was because he sent that letter.
Yeah, and then they
kill again because he got old, so he stopped.
Yeah, well, he was only like 50. I mean he's in his late 70s now, but he got caught. 17, 18 years. Yeah,
he just had to send a letter or something. He just wasn't relevant anymore.
Right. And they love that attention. Yeah. They love that attention. Oh yeah. They want credit. Yeah. They definitely want their credit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Weirdos.
Well, I'm not making headlines anymore.
Right.
I mean, he could have gotten away with it, but
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then they found.
Yeah. Most of them end up getting caught or something.
Yeah.
Or die or whatever.
Sure. Did you go to any...
Confess.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Oh, I said, and some actually will confess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. Because they still...
It still gets some attention, right?
Get their attention. You know, and then a lot of embellish, like, you know, they can always say, like, oh, okay, we've found... whatever the number, 6 murders we can credit you with. And then a lot of them say, oh, I 200, you know, they want to embellish their numbers. It's like they want to be known as the most prolific serial killer what goes in their head? I don't know. I don't know if we'll ever know.
It would be Hannibal Lecter, right?
Yeah.
Fava bean.
That's another an episode on that one.
Right.
Christine, did you do any, like what other, did you do any other tours or, you know, castle, any locations that you want to talk about?
I went to the British Museum.
Hmm.
Man. My favorite thing was all the mummies. I love seeing those.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Love mummies. Yeah.
What do you think about that? Like, so you say you've always liked mummies, and then when you saw them in person, like... was that you were like, oh yeah, this is my favorite, you know, your go-to place?
Yeah, I always go see the mummies whenever I go to a museum.
Oh, okay.
Very cool. I love that.
Any special ones or any well-known mummies that were there or what? Anything you can tell specifically about them?
The Rosetta Stone. That was pretty cool.
The what? I'm sorry.
The Rosetta Stone.
Oh, gotcha.
Stone.
Yeah, that's what I thought you said.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's at the British
Museum.
That's
awesome, yeah.
Let's see. What else did we see? Trying to think.
Let me ask you this while you're thinking. Did you just go there with just your husband, or did you have like any other family members? Okay. Is he into this a lot? Like the Jack the Ripper. Pardon? Is he into like Jack the Ripper and mummies and all this haunt? Like, you know what I mean? Or is he just like, eh, it's neat, but.
He endured the Jack the Ripper tour for me.
What a nice guy.
He's a good man.
He's a good man. Yeah. Okay.
He's not really so into that stuff.
I guess it's not for everybody. I get it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's still interesting.
Jane Austen tour, or the Jane Austen house.
Oh, yeah. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. The Jane Austen house was pretty cool.
Even like that. Not liking... like the Jack the Ripper stuff. I mean, it's still part of history, so it's still interesting, even though you might not be totally into it. It is historically, you know, part of English culture. And
right,
you know, I mean,
yeah.
it's fascinating just learning about it, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think a lot of things are like that. You don't have to necessarily be in, thralled with whatever, like, okay, Jack the Ripper murders, but just going back to that location just because mm-hmm. it's historical mm-hmm. and it really happened. It's a real place. It's a real time that mm-hmm. all these things happen. I think that's why I like that stuff. But yeah. Well, and you had said, what did you say? What was it? Jane Austen. Gotcha.
The Jane Austen house.
Cool. Man, you did see a lot.
I'm sure that place is probably haunted.
Oh,
if I feel anything
absolutely.
There. Yeah.
I think every place you've mentioned has had or will, you know, or be discovered that has some type of paranormal activity. You know, they even said like a lot of the places that Jack the Ripper, you know, those areas, you know, they see phantoms and hear screams and you know, and then, yeah, you got the Tower of London and all that, happened and all the different castles and the, gosh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Let's be honest. Hmm. Jolly old England is just one big haunted island.
Mm-hmm.
It's
I agree.
Gotta be. Yeah.
I agree.
Haunted people.
Well, it's so like Christine said, so old, and they mm-hmm. have so many things that are still just like the castle. Everything's old. There's nothing new.
They're probably a lot like we are. Like, they take it for granted. We go over there and we're probably in like awe of their culture and their, you know, just how old it is. But they're like, nah, it's not a big deal. But America, wow, that's amazing. You know,
look at the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, right. So there, it's, I've seen it go both ways.
Sure. That's true. That's a good point. Yeah. I have, living in, you know, Indiana, I grew up in Speedway, Indiana. And just, it's a little suburb of downtown Indianapolis. And I grew up 2 miles from the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. I mean, I must have driven by it and been there 1,000 times. And when my cousins, they think this is like, oh my gosh, I can't believe, look, it's the Motor Speedway. I'm like, yeah, it's awesome. But I'm like, I literally grew up next to it. I mean, it is. It's true. It's like, if you live there,
you take it for granted.
Yeah.
Man.
I was like,
that's your Stonehenge.
That's right? My Stonehenge. Yeah. But how could you not though? Seriously, even if you live in London, like, and you see it every day, I just think it's so overwhelmingly old and historical and all the things that happen.
Yeah.
Man, well, we talked about like.
Although one of my other top favorite places, if I can mention another country.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure.
Would be the catacombs.
Oh. Mm.
Oh yeah.
The Paris catacombs.
We went to Paris in 2019, and the catacombs are really, really cool.
Okay, so I thought you were saying that you would like to go see them, but you have seen them.
I have seen the catacombs. Yeah, that was really cool.
Please share.
Wow.
We want to hear about that.
The catacombs were freaking awesome.
Man. Gosh darn.
As cold as they say they are.
So many bones.
Yeah, millions of bones.
So many bones. Yeah, that was a really cool experience seeing the catacombs.
I bet. Did you get a feeling of any eerie, like, I mean, obviously eerie, but like, did you hear any, you know, they say that's haunted. They've got, you know, they hear sounds and see shadow figures and all kinds of stuff. Did you see anything, hear anything, feel anything special? Like, oh yeah, something's down here, you know, or no, just creepy.
It was pretty eerie. Like, a lot of the tunnels, they have closed off. So you can just like look down to the tunnels, and it was pretty eerie looking down into the dark, you know,
mm-hmm.
through the gates.
Because it goes all under the city, right? I mean, man,
it goes, yeah, it goes all over the place, yeah. And there's stories, you know, like of people that have gone in and never gone out because they get lost down there.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a labyrinth, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Gosh, that's scary.
And it's cold and dark, and there's just so many bones, and they have them all like in designs and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The way they stack them, and there's crypts down there. Yeah, it's very interesting.
No, oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know about like designs. I just thought they stacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Oh no. They have like the skulls made into designs into the bones and stuff.
Wow.
It's very cool.
Interesting.
I watched a video, and it was this woman, is a guy and a man and a wife, and they were talking about whether it was worth going down there and was it worth all the hype. And I think they have regular videos on different places, but they said that it was, they would definitely recommend it, but they also said it was almost a romantic thing to do for couples. And I thought, really? Like, it seems a little bit like it'd be the opposite, but I'm like,
yeah,
I mean,
I don't know about that.
Yeah. I thought that was a little far-fetched.
Are made into a heart.
There you go. That's the romantic part.
Nate's uh-huh. showing me a picture. Yeah. I mean, I've seen the pictures, but I never paid attention that they were maybe in designs. Okay, yeah.
I can send this to you guys.
You didn't look at my Facebook post when we did that, did you?
I did. No. Very artistic. That's very,
very cool.
Hey, baby, come on down to the catacombs. Yeah, he's still showing me a picture. Wow. Okay. All right. I guess if you're going to have that many bones, you might as well make a design
out
of it.
And it's on our list.
I know. Man, Christine, you're...
Oh, yeah, you got to put that on your list. There you go. I just sent it to you, Todd, and you can share it with the other guys.
Ah, okay.
Hopefully it's going to send it to you.
Thank you. You said you went... When did you go there? 2019?
September of 2019, yeah.
So, in just... the last 3 years, you've seen a lot of historical places, locations.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I went to Salem. Yeah, I've been to Salem, too. Went to the Salem, saw a lot of the witchy stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Nate, show me another picture.
Nate's enthralled by the catacombs. Yeah.
What did you think about Salem? What did you think about the town itself?
It was neat. I liked it.
Yeah, I bet.
I liked Salem. The witch house, the house of the seven gables, the little tour of the witch trials.
The Sanderson sisters.
What'd you say, Sean?
Is that wasn't that who that was on
Hocus Pocus?
Yeah, that's the Sanderson sisters.
I know the movie, but I may be making that up.
I don't know.
don't pay attention to him, Christine. Yeah,
I just watched the sequel. Sorry.
Again, Salem. That's another place we want to go to. Oh man, I'm jealous. I'm big time jealous. You showed me another picture. Very neat, Christine.
You see that?
Wow. Let me see. Oh, let's see. Yep. Oh, my phone's acting up here. Did you text it or message?
I think I sent it to you.
There it is. There it is. Oh, it's a heart. It's a pretty little heart, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look.
Oh, yeah. It is a couple. Oh,
isn't that sweet? Yeah. A little skull heart. It's creepy. But it is also weird to say. It's kind of cool. That is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at all. Yeah. Just this one picture. It's like, looks like there's hundreds. Yeah.
Yeah. When we cover these places, you don't think about how, like,
no,
what it's like to be there, what to smell the smells and to feel the feels. And, you know, that's why I'm always interested to see what people that have seen it firsthand.
Mm-hmm. Did it have definitely a smell like in the catacombs? Was there a
dank?
Like a gross, musty smell, or was it kind of.
It's a musty. Definitely know you're underground.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that's neat. That would be cool. Well, yeah, we want to go. We have catacombs here under Indianapolis. We haven't even been there. At least I haven't. I don't know about the guys, but
Nate has, right?
Oh, Nate, you have?
Haven't you been down there?
You been? No, I was in a man-made tunnel.
Oh, okay.
Of Deep Rock Project.
What that is?
Yeah, it was fun.
Sewer.
Oh, gotcha.
Project. Gotcha.
That is not on our list.
No, that's not on our list.
Nope.
I'm not going any sewer. No.
Yeah, that was another thing that my husband endured for me. It's like not the funnest thing that I want to do, but
that he is a sweetheart. He sounds like a great guy. You need to keep him. Hey, he's got to make sure you're happy, right? He's got to make sure, you know.
Yeah,
like, all right, honey, where are we going now? Okay, we're gonna go to Jack the Ripper tour. Oh, hey, we're gonna. That's awesome. Good guy. He's a good guy.
We're doing this, huh? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Christine, I got to ask you this. This is something that I've been wondering. What is your take on Evil Never Dies Brett and Carl.
Oh, I love them. I think they're great.
Aren't they awesome? Yeah.
Yeah. They're good friends of ours. I think that's awesome that you listen to them and support them. Yeah, they're fantastic. And, man, they know their stuff, too.
Oh, don't they, though? Yeah, I listen to their podcast now. I mean, they have their Friday night Zoom meetings. I try and attend those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Friday night for me is a family night. Huh? It's a family night for us. So, like, I work pretty much every night during the week. And then I try not to on Friday nights. And I'm just beat tired, you know. And I've been meaning, though, to take some time and get on with those guys. I just either I forget or I'm asleep or I'm, you know, just.
Yeah, that one night I fell asleep. I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah. Yeah, I got the notification and it was like 2 hours earlier. And he's like, anybody coming on? I'm like, oh, darn it. I missed it again. I had just fallen asleep on the couch and I was out. Yeah.
Well, so, being here for me because I'm behind. So it's
that's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only 7 o'clock for me where it's, you know, much later for you guys.
Sure.
Yeah. I think it's 10 our time.
It's a lot easier for me.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's cool, though. Yeah. They're good guys. And they have a great podcast. So that was a good question, Sean, because, you know, we want to get those guys their podcast out there. And so that's awesome. Before we let you go, because we don't want to take up your whole evening, anything you want to tell our listeners, like, anything else you want to share about your trip to London or whatever else? And then
life in California.
Life in California, yeah.
Well, I just really, really appreciate you guys having me on. It's been a great, hour and a half now. It's going to be a long episode. Feel free to cut out whatever you guys want.
No.
yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, I've been really lucky to go on these trips that I've been able to go on. And I highly recommend doing the catacombs and doing the Jack the Ripper and seeing whatever you can see. And, you know, it took me 60 years to do it. So, you know, just do it when you can. That's all I can say.
Sure. Yeah. And take lots of pictures, right?
That's right.
Yes. My phone is chock full of so many pictures.
Isn't that neat, though? You have a phone that can do that. Yeah, we went to the Indiana State Sanatorium Sunday, and I have 222 pictures, and that's just the Indiana State Sanatorium. It's not anything like the, you know, catacombs or Jack the Ripper tour. So
It was a good hang, too.
I know you guys already did an episode, but do another episode. I mean, why not?
On the sanatorium?
Yeah.
Well, so Alyssa is – okay, so Sherry was our waitress – at the 36 Saloon, and then this younger waitress, she said she had worked there when it was open. And
back in 2009.
Yeah, and so I gave both of those ladies business cards, and so she said that she would, I asked her, I said, hey, if you want to, great, if not, that's fine, but we would love some stories if you want to email us, and she said she would, and then she joined our podcast group either earlier today or last night. And so I messaged her to see if maybe she can still share those stories or if she wants to even come on and talk about it. So we'll do something soon. We want it since we've been there now.
Yeah,
and
you guys should do like a mini with her. That'd be great.
Yeah. We'll see what her comfort level is. And but I did reach out to her, and what if she doesn't want to do the chat, then she can email us and then or whatever. But yeah, knowing somebody now that has worked there and then we've been there. I think we need to redo it. We have a lot of questions too.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
Christine, we laughed because they said, you know, we wanted to get a picture with them. They wanted to get a picture with us, and so we went by those skeletons that are in the background. We thought that'd be cool, and they said, I think it was it Sherry that said, "Oh my gosh, I've never had my picture taken with somebody famous."
Yeah,
and we were looking at each other like, "This is weird," and then we talked about that later. And Todd goes, "They still haven't."
Yeah, she said something like, "We never met famous people before," I had pictures, and I go, "Yeah, right." And you still have it.
You still have it. Yeah.
I don't know if we're up to that level yet. Famous people.
Too much.
I know.
They kept calling us ghost hunters.
Yeah, I'm like, we're definitely not ghost hunters. We're amateur ghost hunters. But we will, Christine. We will do another episode. I don't know what it's going to look like, okay, but good. We'll mention some stuff because we came away from that place pretty, I don't know. It's hard to say. Like, we were just, It's hard to describe. I put those pictures on the Facebook group, and it's like
it was sad though. Like it's kind of that. It was sad. Somber feeling like we had at Waverly.
It was sad.
Similar.
Only this time we saw stuff. We actually saw stuff left behind. And names and tarts.
Frozen in time.
Yeah.
Kind of feeling.
And it's like really. Yeah, it was. It was sad. It was like, oh gosh, you know, medical charts and which one of you guys found
lab work? Medications and tests that staff had taken.
The charts, you mean?
Yeah.
It was all there. Well, they had clothes left behind, you know, and
dirty underwear.
Dirty underwear
hanging on the door.
Yeah.
There was a
I took a
fairly
picture.
Large pink bra on one of the doorknobs, and I said,
oh, yeah.
What's that supposed to be a sign of?
Interesting stuff, I will say.
It was very interesting.
Yeah. Well, Christine, we don't want to take up any more of your time. You are a sweetheart. We love you. Thank you for all the support that you show our podcast. We can't thank you enough. And thank you so much for coming on and sharing some awesome stories. We were very excited to.
We've been looking forward to this, for sure.
Yeah, because that's.
Well, thank you, guys. I love you guys, too. You're the best.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for everything.
And I know our listeners are going to enjoy this very much because, you know, not a lot of people get to go see Stonehenge and Jack the Ripper and the Catacombs, so pretty cool, pretty cool stuff.
We say our listeners, you mean both of them?
That's right. All three.
I think all three of them.
My mom's one of them.
Our moms.
My mom, Christine, I don't know. It kind of bounces around. The third one's just kind of, you want to listen to
them? They take
to
turns, yeah, right?
No, we mean it, though. We thank you so much for everything you do for us, so we appreciate
you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Biggest fan.
Hey, we make sure we don't ever lose this episode because you heard what she said.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, we'll play that
that's
on a loop.
Right. Your biggest fan, and not in a creepy way.
We're gonna play that on a loop. We'll play that on a loop. Yeah, So, well, we thank you again, and we will talk to you, and hopefully, it's not 14 months later.
Okay, sounds good.
All right.
Bye, guys.
Have a good night.
Bye, Christine.
You too. Bye.
And there you go, Christine Collier. Bring the great stories from London and the catacombs.
Heck yeah.
She's so fun.
She is, and she does a great job. She always says that she's nervous before, and I'm like, you're going to be fine. So she's a pro. Mm-hmm. I think.
She is. So. She's so calm, cool, and collected. And she California.
And she had notes.
I know.
Like she brought it.
She's more prepared than we are.
Pretty much, yeah. Did I tell you I was going to fire you and have Christine? Did we not tell you
that? I honestly think that's an excellent idea. I'll still be the number one fan.
Yeah, you're just going to.
That's what's funny because
you're just going to switch,
right? Exactly. Well, she said she's our number one fan, but I'm being serious when I'm like, we're your number one fan, truly.
She's a sweetheart, and she is a big support for the Mako podcast.
She
so
has
we
been
appreciate
for
you,
some
Christine.
Time, right?
Yeah, a long time, yeah. And she heard about us from Hillbilly Horror Stories.
She was a hillbilly first, right?
Mm-hmm. So now she's a hillbilly creeped out,
creepy,
hillbilly, something like
and
that.
And Evil Never Dies too.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad she likes their show. So anyway. Creepies, I hope you enjoyed that guest chat. We did.
Oh,
certainly did.
She'll be back.
Oh, yeah. And we're just not going to wait 14 months to bring her.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
So, moving on from that, yes. Sean, what do you have coming off of the guest chat with Christine Collier?
I wanted to surprise Christine. She knew that I was going. I asked her if she wanted to have any input on this, and she said, nope, I want it to be a complete surprise.
That's right. Okay.
So, I had some picked out either way, and I told her I probably won't really make a determination until the day of, sometimes not even until after we record. But one of the songs I heard this morning.
Let me guess. I'm going to nail it.
California Love.
Nope. Christine 16 by Kiss. No, nope.
It is not.
Okay. All right.
You know what? Okay.
Christine.
No. Let me change gears real quick because I could make that happen. No, I actually am making it Good Life, which is a song by One Republic. Anybody? Mm-hmm. Any takers out there? It was on the radio. And the first line of it made me, well, first of all, it's a feel-good song. So this is a middle-aged moment.
I don't know if I know the song.
Okay.
Should I? Should I know it?
I bet you do. Okay. It's a couple years old now, but woke up in London yesterday.
Oh,
that's what caught my eye.
I see what you did here.
My ear, my eye.
Sorry.
Found myself in the city near Piccadilly. Don't really know how I got here. I got some pictures on my phone. New names and numbers. I don't know. Addresses to places like Abbey Road. Day turns to night. Night turns to whatever we want. We're young enough to say, oh, this has got to be a good life. This has got to be a good life. This could be really be a good life or good life, good life. I say, oh, got this feeling that you can't fight like the city is on fire tonight. This could really be a good life, a good life. To my friends in New York, I say hello. My friends in LA, they don't know where I've been for the past few years or so. Paris to China to Colorado. Sometimes there's airplanes I can't jump out. Sometimes there's BS that don't work now. We all got our stories, but please tell me what there's to complain about. When you're happy like a fool, let it take you over. When everything is out, you got to take it in. Oh, this could be a good life. This has got to be the good life. Or this has got to be the good life. This could really be a good, good life. I say, oh, this feeling you can't fight. This, like the city is on fire tonight. This could really be a good life. A good, good life. And when I heard this, it's just an uplifting song. And it's got that adventure spirit in it. And just that life is great, as good as we want to make it. And Christine just says, she's that, gosh, she's been that like fire for us. You know, she's been somebody, it's like, I think it was, it started to hit us when like our bubble started going beyond Plainfield. Remember when we were like, people outside of Plainfield want to listen to us? And when somebody in California, it was like, that is really cool. And so she's just helped us. It's people like her that keep us wanting to come back and do this.
She makes us feel bigger than we are.
Yeah.
I mean,
what are you talking about?
That's true. We are. Kind of, well, Nate thinks we're a big deal. I
mean, big deal.
He keeps perpetuating that.
No, but you know what I'm saying? Like she makes us feel very special and very loved and supported. No. And there's so many out there that, I mean, there's lots of people, but yeah, she's one of the early ones that really made us feel like, wow, this is cool. Like, yeah, she appreciates it.
She really, when I say she's a friend of the show,
reaching people.
Yeah. Right. That's right. Yeah. And when I say she's a friend of the show, I mean, oh, she's just, you know, there have been days where I've communicated with her just about what the weather's like, but you know, what it's like here, what it's like there. And she'll touch base with us, see how we're doing. She will share information. It's just, you know, she'll keep tabs on who's new in the group, check when somebody's being silly in the group. Yep. It's just, I mean, it's, you know, and we pay her a lot of zeros.
She's
for that.
Yeah, she's like, no doubt. She's very involved.
You know what? Let's add another zero.
You know what? Good idea, Nate. She deserves it. I wish we could pay her. she is great though. Yeah, right? she's very, very supportive, very involved. She is she is a Mako creepy. Yeah. So that was good. I like that. I do know the song.
After she's on our IOU list, is what you're saying.
That's right.
That is absolutely correct.
We owe you a lot of zeros, Christine.
You get a zero. You get a zero.
Yeah. Who else wants a zero? Very good though, Sean. That was good.
Thank you.
Very, very good. So what else you got?
I have the second part of the announcements, which we like to start with letting you know that we are on all social medias. So that is Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. We have groups. We have places to interact with us, all kind of fun stuff. So come and join us on all that fun. We have an email address at makopodcast@gmail.com. That's two A's.
I'm looking at it right now.
Are you looking at it right now? Mm-hmm. Anybody on there, or is it still cobwebs?
No, we get.
I'm just kidding.
No, we get like two a week.
Yay!
No, we get a little more than that now. But.
Show ideas, stories, merch of all kinds that you can order there. So just reach out to us. Say hello, hi, hey creepies. Tuesday terror videos are still dropping on Tuesdays. I know that's surprising. It's alternating between Todd and I. Every once in a while when I forget, Todd does it twice in a row.
Alternating between Tuesdays?
Tuesdays. Between Tuesdays, yeah. Kind of, yeah. Is it? Does that make some?
It's the alternating Tuesday terror.
Say what? I just got confused. What? Where am I at? You can sponsor those for $50 if you're interested. Email us, right? We are on all podcast apps to listen. Pick your favorite. Listen, right? Subscribe, and please give us a 5-star rating and review when you can. And also, word of mouth means everything, so tell someone. Don't tell someone on someone. Tell someone you know.
That's right.
If I can spit it out.
Yeah, don't tell on someone.
Spit it out.
I'm telling.
I'm telling on Mako.
Speaking it to them.
Those Mako boys. We sell merch with our logo on it and everything. Mm-hmm. We now have backpacks. Mm-hmm. Still no toilet paper, though.
I bet those would sell.
Those hotcakes, yeah, right.
The one person's like, I hate these guys. I'm going to order some Mako.
This is soft.
Paper.
Is this two-ply?
Who TP'd my house with Mako toilet paper?
Right. Right. Can you see that?
Who are these jerks?
Bunch of losers. Is that it?
Nope. Oh. We offer. You thought so. You were hoping. We offer segment sponsorships for only $50 per segment. Email us if you're interested. Now we're done.
Oh, okay. Excellent. Excellent job. Job done.
Catfish
job
a little bit.
Well done. Done
you,
well.
You did catch me on that. I was like, yeah, I was just letting you ride, and I didn't even look at the That's my show flow.
Just letting you have a little line and then whoosh.
Yep. You're like, nope, sorry.
Come back.
Let's turn over this guy. Nate, what do you got?
Color you later. Oh. That's a wrap.
Okay, I see where he went. Okay. I think she'll appreciate that.
She's going to go, oh. Yeah. There's a lot of in this one. That's
it. Woo. A lot of grimacing.
Yeah, the dad jokes. And the...
Yeah, wait a minute. Wait, now you've gone too far. Hey.
No, I haven't gone far enough.
You hear this, Nate? You're dogging our that's a rap and dad jokes.
Unspeakable things.
Can't win them all.
Mimes do unspeakable things. Did you catch that the first time?
I'm going to have nightmares about that tonight.
Creepies, we want to thank you, as always, for listening to this episode number 88 and our awesome guest chat with Miss Christine Collier. And until next time, Nate is your sound engineer, and we are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged.
And creeped out. Keep it creepy. Love you, Christine.
Call you later.